This is Omar Mosni with UN News. Together, we can find the right answers for a safer and better world, said a UN Goodwill Ambassador on Monday, who has been taking part in a major forum at UN headquarters in New York on how countries can advance the Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs. In an interview for the UN Media Zone, live-streamed through Facebook, actress Michelle Yeoh, Goodwill Ambassador for the United Nations Development Program, UNDP, highlighted the link between poverty and gender inequality, saying you can't resolve one without the other. She also tells Nanette Brown how consumers can be more conscious about buying sustainable products, as well as why youth have no excuse not to be involved in achieving a sustainable future.
When UNDP approached me 2 years ago, it was really to help them raise the awareness for the 2030 Agenda for the Sustainable Development Goals, the 17 goals. We have 193 country leaders of our country come together to put together the 17 goals. But the most important thing is we have to get the message out to the citizens. And the more informed our citizens are, the more they can help with making these goals a real achievement. So as an actor, we are very blessed because we have the platform through the media, through as fan base, to be able to reach out to the real people. Mm-hmm. I think what really attracted me to the UNDP was they are involved with more than 170 countries in the world, but they've been in business for 50 years. So they come from an amazing history of how they have helped governments, societies be better, be safer, and a healthier planet.
In being an advocate and being a goodwill ambassador for UNDP, your focus has been very much on empowering the most vulnerable. I think you've put an emphasis on women and on girls. And can you maybe walk us through some of your experiences as a UNDP goodwill ambassador? What have you seen? And you said about learning about the SDGs. What have you learned in this role?
Well, so my biggest passion at the moment is goal one, which is eradication of poverty. Goal five is gender equality. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, you can't resolve one without the other. They really go hand in hand. We have to empower our women. We have to help them believe not just in themselves, but the capability, the potential they have to be independent for their families, for themselves, for the society, and make the communities a much better place. So with UNDP, one of the first places I went to actually was Kathmandu. And it was for personal reasons, even before just the empowerment of women in that area. I was there during the earthquake when it happened. And we were very, very blessed. You know, the towers, that pagodas that you saw come crashing down? We were there the day before. So thank God I'm still sitting here today. But when I left the place, I left with a very heavy heart. Mm-hmm. I felt that there was much more I could do, but not at that moment, because I'm not a firefighter, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a nurse. I couldn't help on the ground, per se. So I reached out to my new family at the UNDP and said, you know, what can we do? You know, I want to come back, but with very specific plans. And I also have another group of nuns from Live to Love in a monastery in Kathmandu, which we worked together with, to reach out to villages which were further away from Kathmandu, but identifying exactly what they needed, who were in the villages. Mm-hmm. A lot of Nepalese men work abroad. So the ones left at home are really the women, and then the older, the parents, the grandparents, and young children. So they really needed our help, because the monsoons were coming, and when that arrived, that would have been disastrous. So we had to go in before then. Then when I planned to go back with them, the second big earthquake occurred. And everyone, of course, my family and friends were very concerned that I would be going back into such an area. But you know, sometimes you have to believe in what you're doing, and to believe that when you are doing a good thing, things will happen in the right way. So we went back in, and one thing that I noticed, the women had a lot of water to bring back to the villages, because springs and wells that were there before because of the earthquake had dried up. And they would spend 4 or 5 hours daily away from their normal chores and looking after the elderly and the young children to just carry all this water back. So After I saw that, I went home, we raised funds, and we went back to the villages, and we dug wells for them so that, you know, their loads would be lightened and they would be able to continue to do other things that were necessary for their well-being, their everyday well-being. And also with the UNDP, I've been to China, and it's very important to empower the women because they are the ones that really look after the family. And they were very sad because they had to work away from the families and literally leave the elderly and the children at home. So together with the UNDP, they worked with the local governments and like smart businesses to have a rose plantation so that the women could work in the plantations which were close to their villages, be able to harvest the roses, and then it was to be made into makeup. So all these smart businesses was also very helpful to empowering the women and allowing them to be independent and also to be able to help with the families and contribute to societies. So these are just a couple of the things that I've done with UNDP.
Right, and that's so interesting. And you touched there on two critical goals already, and that's one on water and sanitation, of mm-hmm. course, when you were speaking about that, but of course also mm-hmm. goal number five,
yes.
on empowering women and girls. And as you said, of course, it's absolutely critical, the empowerment of women and girls to achieve all of the
yes.
SDGs. And Michelle, another goal that is being discussed here this week at the High-Level Political Forum is goal number 12 on sustainable production and consumption. Mm-hmm. And you spoke just this morning, and I
yes.
know that is something that is also very close to your heart, including a focus on sustainable fashion.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little more about your involvement, and also, is this still a niche or is it becoming more mainstream?
I think we have a long way to go, but this is the initial steps. I mean, there have been good businesses where the textiles, the fabrics and things have been ongoing for a while now, finding sustainable textiles, whether it's made from monocell, lyocell, model, so that the organic cotton, so that the cotton that we are using right now, it was very interesting because it was a big learning curve for me to find out that cotton plantations are 3% of the arable land, but the pesticides and insecticides that they use contribute almost 30% of the planet. So, and the water consumption, it's 10 liters of water for 1 kilogram of cotton, and which translates into one pair of jeans. Just one pair of jeans. But then the thing is, there is good news. There are ways to rectify that. And this is something that all of us can embrace because this is very much part of our daily lives. And this was something that I was speaking about this morning, is like each one of us have to be conscious consumers, understand that we should buy products that have been made in a way that is good for our planet, you know, it's sustainable, and it's not just fast consumption.
Yeah.
I think that's what we've come to right now. It's like fast food, fast clothes, fast this, fast that. So it should be quality versus quantity. And we as consumers, we should check. And if the more you demand for it, the more there will be access to
speaking
that.
Speaking of which, Michelle, you said as consumers, we should check.
Mm-hmm.
People who would like to shop sustainably, would like to shop fashion sustainably, where can they get that information?
Mm-hmm. Well, whenever you go shopping, it's very easy because they should be labeled. And that's one way to do it. And I think now that we are talking more about it, people will be asking these questions. So we will be making it more available on our website, you know, to guide you in the right path to say which are the labels that are really consciously, properly sustainable fashion and not just lip service. So it's very important that we learn. And that's what I've been doing since the beginning of this year. And I must thank the UNECE for taking me on this journey.
Michelle, when we think about achieving the SDGs by 2030, we really have to look to youth because they are the torchbearers for this agenda. So, in closing, what is your message to youth specifically, and how can everybody become engaged and involved in the SDGs?
Well, the youth make up more than half our population, and they are our future, and they should be engaged because it is their future that we are talking about. And so I think right today you find, especially with the media, the way the communication is, the youth are much more engaged into knowing what is happening because, you know, whether it's through Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, you know, they are very in on it. And so they really have no excuse not to participate, because what is important is for them to find out, be informed citizens, be informed good citizens, because every voice, every step, every action, every dollar counts towards making the goal successful. And we need them to be part of that. So, you know, our doors are always open, because the youth have a lot of questions. We might not have all the answers, but together I think we can find the right answers to make our planet healthier, safer, and better.